Prosecutors say 20-year-old Audrey Seiler intentionally and repeatedly lied about her four-day disappearance, which sparked national attention, a community-wide search, and expensive police dragnet. Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard says her conduct was a misdemeanor offense, not felony, because Seiler's claim of an assailant did not result in anyone's mistaken arrest.
While this case is unusual in some respects, Ms. Seiler has been and will continue to be treated in the same way as anyone else who is charged with lying or otherwise interfering with police.
The first misdemeanor count against Seiler results from her claim she'd been abducted from her Madison College apartment by a man armed with a knife. The second misdemeanor stems from Seiler changing the timing and place of her alleged abduction. A passerby who found her in a park told police Seiler seemed depressed. A friend quoted in the criminal complaint says before Seiler disappeared, she was upset her boyfriend hadn't called. Seiler's abduction story to police changed when detectives revealed they had store surveillance videotape of Seiler buying the very items she claimed an abductor used against her, a knife, rope, and duct tape. Prosecutors say her computer had been used to check the upcoming forecast and find information on a park where she was eventually found unharmed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.